AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has wrapped up 3 days of meetings at the United Nations. Mark Smith is covering the president's trip.
The final UN meeting was a summit on the fight against Islamic State militants, which the president says won't be won in Syria while Bashar Assad's in power.
Defeating ISIL requires, I believe, a new leader. An inclusive government that unites the Syrian people in the fight against terrorist groups.
In that, he's opposed by Vladimir Putin, who not only backs Russia's longtime ally, he sent in troops and warplanes. The two discuss Syria in detail here, but the only accord was to coordinate military efforts so there's no U.S.-Russian conflict, and to continue talking about diplomacy that might end the civil war eventually. Mark Smith with the president, New York.
Afghanistan's president vows to recapture the northern city of Kunduz, which was taken by Taliban gunmen yesterday. President Ashraf Ghani says the military has launched a counteroffensive. Planned Parenthood's president defends her group before Congress. AP's Jerry Boatlander with more.
Cecile Richards detailed for a House panel the health services that Planned Parenthood provides and says the videos, which purport to show the organization selling fetal tissue for profit, are heavily doctored, offensive, categorically untrue, and have resulted in an increase in threats to clinics.
These acts against women and health care providers don't reflect American values or the rule of law, and I hope this committee will condemn them.
Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz says the huge amounts of money the organization spends on travel salaries and other non-health care related items shows that it really shouldn't be getting the government's money. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
The Senate is expected to pass a spending bill today to prevent the government from shutting down this week. The measure faces opposition from hardline conservatives. The House also is expected to approve the bill before tomorrow's midnight deadline. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 59. The Nasdaq has gained 7. The S&P is up 7. Investigators believe a 14-year-old Houston area boy acted alone in the killing of his pregnant mother. Lamarck Police Chief Kirk Jackson says there's no indication anyone else was involved in the death of the 33-year-old woman whose body was found on Saturday. The boy is being held on a juvenile murder charge. People love their sleek, thin smartphones, but that style comes with a cost: screen breakage. Steve Abernathy, whose firm Square Trade sells insurance for electronic devices, says no matter what the companies do.
Well, all I can tell is from history, everything they've done has clearly increased the strength of phones, but people keep breaking them.
Square Trade says phone screens used to crack after one or two drops. Now, two of the latest survived 10 drops each from 6 feet in tests when dropped on their corners. Not so much when it comes to going face down on concrete. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.